These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. These are my people.
All right, welcome to the Matt Hine Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings. Matt Hines, welcome to your own show.
Well, thanks, Gary. It's good to be back after a week.
Yeah, we took a little bit of Christmas break. How was your Christmas break, minus any basketball games?
It was pretty good. I had a chance to spend some time with my wife and my kids, and just kind of a more relaxed mode, if you will, and spend some time with family, and it was a good time. So now we're ready to recharge our batteries and get back to work.
You know, my goal each Christmas is to surprise my wife, to let her get something that she didn't know was coming, and I failed miserably again this year. She always seems to find out. And then my son, because my son is 15, he goes to the high school there. So it's become a challenge with him too. And he found out what one present that he was getting all the way back in June, because we had bought it early, because my grandson gave it away. And then, but the rest was a surprise. So I would say it was a halfway successful Christmas for us.
Well, that's great. I can tell you, Gary, I'm not proud of it, but man, I am a horrible gift giver. I am just really bad. So, unfortunately my wife pays for that. So I could really probably use some tips. I may talk to you after the show's over.
Well, again, I fell miserably with my wife. Last year I got her one of those Apple watches.
No, oh, that can't be all bad.
And I went to the Verizon store. They had to order it, so it was coming. But my wife's phone number was the main one on the account. So they were texting her the whole time that it was being
so
shipped.
So they weren't the surprise, huh?
She played like it was a surprise up until a certain point. Then she just crushed my hopes. So then this year I just said, well, forget it. We walked through Walmart. She goes, I'd like one of those and one of those. And I let her go home, and I'd go right back and get it.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the best way, I think. Then you can't go wrong.
No, you can't. So, well, enough about Christmas. It's over. We're heading into the new year. You had two games in the past couple weeks, Dwinger and Leo. Why don't you talk first about the first game? They were both wins, I might add. So why don't you walk us through the first win?
Well, I tell you, the Dwinger game, you're coming off of a really good win at Marion, and going into that next week, we knew that was going to be a tough game. They personnel-wise, they are like a mirror image of us. And their kids are physical and strong. They really have a really good – I like their brand of basketball. I mean, their coach does a nice job with them. They kind of took us out of what we wanted to do offensively. I shouldn't say took us out of it, but made it really difficult to do what we wanted to do and how we wanted to tack on offense. And to our kids' credit, they hung in there and battled. It was a very physical game. We ended up winning that game by 4 points. And we just had some kids that really stepped up. I mean, Taylor Double stepped up again, our freshman, with 12 points and 4 assists, and had a couple steals. And Leah Campbell, who was our player of the week last week. She had 11 points, and she's probably our smallest person on the court. She had two blocks, but she had five steals and four rebounds, and she just really she just really played a nice game. Defensively, her help side the last few games has been outstanding. Just really pleased with her efforts. And then you had a kid in Addy Wiley who sometimes, she doesn't always score a lot for us. She does a lot of other things for us in the steals category, assists and rebounds. But she had five rebounds, and just really some of the rebounds she got were just very, very key rebounds. And so we just had a nice overall game pitched in by different kids and came away with a really gritty win.
What do you need to work on after that game?
You know, after that game, I'd say that, one of the things that we really took away from it is the fact that, you know, we gave up too many offensive rebounds. And that's an area, and then the turnover area were two areas that we really needed to do a lot better. We had been struggling with sending people the foul line by fouling too much. In that game, we did a really good job, only had eight overall fouls. But offensive boards, they had too many. And then turnovers, I think we had 22 turnovers that game. So, we were lucky to get out of there with believe it was a 40-36 victory. And that's just one of the things that we kind of talked about going into the Leo game, was really want to focus on our turnovers.
Okay, so you get the win against Dwinger. You have a conference game against Leo. You get the win there. Walk us through that game a little bit.
Yeah, I thought our kids did a really nice job that game. Leo's well coached. They're struggling a little bit. They're down. But I thought our kids, the areas we focused on, they really did a nice job. We only had five turnovers that game. Leah Campbell again had a nice game. I think she led us in points with 13, and she's our point guard. So we've really been talking to her. She's a young point guard about not forcing the issue if it's not there and really taking care of the ball. But I don't want to take her aggressiveness away from her either. I want her to continue to attack. And she's got kind of a scores mentality as a point guard, and that's something that I like. But we also want her – she has the ability to create for other teammates. And so we're really talking to her about that. She did a terrific job in that game and only had one turnover. She had a couple assists, a couple other ones. I think some teammates missed some easy layups that, she probably should have had about four assists or so. But really played an overall nice game. And our bench, Bailey Double came in off the bench and had five rebounds and hit a big three for us. So we just had an overall nice game. Reese Cole Kletcher again with 11 points. And we're able to get the ball inside a little bit. Addie Wiley, again, had a nice game. Caitlin Double got it going inside, and they had to try to double her a little bit. So our kids did a nice job of pushing the ball up the court and looking for each other. We used a couple defenses that we hadn't been able to use and wanted to use just a little bit in case we have to use them later in the season. Our kids did a nice job of that.
All right, so a couple of nice wins for you guys. Who do we have as the player of the week this week?
Well, this week's player of the week is from these games is Leah Campbell, and from the Dwinger and the Leo games, and I believe that may have got on Facebook, but we're going to get that out there. She just did a really nice job, not just leading us in scoring so much in that week, but rebounds. I believe she had eight steals overall and eight rebounds that week, and just really did a nice job defensively and help side. I mean, just played really gritty and has really been coachable and trying to cut down on on, you know, maybe some turnovers and just really played an overall game on both ends of the court. So very proud of her efforts and want to award her with Player of the Week.
All right. Can you hold through the break? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about just one game, maybe two this week, depending on how you do in a tournament up in Warsaw. Can you hold through the break?
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show right here on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast. And most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
These are my people. These are the ones who will reach for the stars. These are my people. By the light of the earth, you can tell they are ours. A new step to take, and a new day will break for this my land. Yes, these are my people. These are my people.
All right, welcome back to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Matt Hines. All right, coach, a couple of nice wins. Only one game in this New Year's week, I guess, holiday. You travel to Warsaw. You will face Perry Meridian in a tournament up in Warsaw. Talk a little bit about the tournament and a little bit about your opponent, Perry Meridian.
Sure. So our team plays January 4th at Warsaw in a tournament. It's a four-team tournament there. It's a JV and varsity tournament. JV will play 10:30 and 2:30 regardless of who they play, and varsity will play 11:30 and 3:30 regardless of who we play. So we start off playing Perry Meridian at 11:30, and then if we can come out away with a win or lose, either way, really, we play at 3:30. But if we win, we play the winner of Chesterton and Warsaw. And then if you don't come away with a win, then you play the loser of Chesterton, Warsaw. So guaranteed two games, should be a fun tournament. And, you know, it's an opportunity to play for a championship, you know, and that's you get three times where you get this season. We've talked about that early in the season with our kids, that we get an opportunity to play for a championship. One would be conference. The other is sectional. And then this tournament is an opportunity to play for a championship. So three opportunities, and it's always fun when you get to do that.
Do you like these tournaments in the middle of the season?
You know, it's not bad. I think last year they played this just before the New Year's. That might have been a nice break because we had such a break. But one thing it did do is allow us to give our kids a few days off, not necessarily in a row, but here and there, let them kind of focus on family and some things that are, you know, really important, and then catch their legs and get a mental break from everything going on and from school and all that after finals. So really proud of our kids' efforts, you know, to be 10-4 at this point in the season. But we don't want to just rest our hats on that and be satisfied. We want to stay hungry and keep trying to get better.
All right, Coach. Anything else you want to cover before we let you go? Short second part, not many games this week. So anything you want to cover before we let you run?
No, sir. I just, just nice to be back, and hopefully we can keep the ball rolling, keep this 5-game win streak going.
That'd be nice. Well, hopefully when we talk to you next week, we'll be talking about a couple of wins and a tournament championship.
That'd be great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show right here on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.